Good morning. It is February 16th, 2015. The time is 04:30 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this early Monday morning. And yes, the coffee is just finishing percolating. I sort of snuck a first cup there while it was still brewing. And I'm up early on a day off from the day job. Of course, I went to bed early yesterday, having worked Saturday and Sunday, a normal weekend for everybody. This is my Saturday. Why I'm up early, I think it's because I went to bed early last night. A lot of fresh air yesterday, a lot of cold air yesterday, and that continues this morning. I just tweeted after taking Max out this morning to do his doggy thing, that it is a negative 9.9 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to a negative 23.3 degrees Celsius this morning. Very cold out, as it was yesterday all day at the day job. Probably the first time I've ever worn a hat, a watchman's cap, you could say, the whole day at the day job, even though I was indoors the majority of the time. But on the deck, as we call it, it was a little bit cool. So the cold temperatures continue here in the Northeast. But I also find myself up early this morning listening to a audio from our friend Bernie Goldbach, at Top Gold on all those fine social networks, as he says, and he's got me thinking about workflow. I like thinking about workflow because it works the mind, it tasks the mind, and I've already got my post-it sitting here on lap with my iPad mini as I do this audio this morning. And he had a very good audio entitled Thinking Telepathic with Ian Kath, which I'm going to have to go back and listen to Ian Kath's audio that he did that Bernie spliced into his audios. But talking about effectively writing workshops that they were both in, but they were also, Bernie was talking about and correlating it, relating it to Ian Kath's audio there on workflow. And I've been thinking about workflow as far as what's my workflow at my day job. You know, you normally go in, but sort of put it down on paper what the workflow actually is. And I think by doing that, it makes you more efficient. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I think in some cases, it's, the majority of the time, it's a good thing. But I have these tools that I've acquired that I have here on this iPad mini that I'm doing this audio on, apps like OneNote, which I'm pretty excited about as far as, I've said this, I think I did an audio prior to this about a week ago on the aspects of that. The app Evernote, Moleskine, and notes that we can all use to take notes, but like I said, on my lap I have my traditional paper notepad, post-it notepads that I like using. In this case, it's sort of a sky blue color. The missus likes using these a lot too, and but I have listed the four apps that I could use to better make me aware of my efficiency throughout the day. And I think utilizing these is like a daily thing that you have to be acclimated to and a discipline of looking at every day. In my case, I get sidetracked on one thing or the other. But they are on my iPad mini. I'll probably look at them again today that once I probably take a nap, I'm going to probably end up taking a nap this morning too because I'm on a day off. And as cold as it's going to be today, I don't think we're going to be doing much of anything other than maybe taking Max out to do his doggy thing out in the backyard that I have shoveled an area probably about, what, maybe 15 to 20 feet by 20 feet out there. We still have about a good foot of snow out in the backyard and an ice ring almost out there in the driveway that has developed from the packed snow that can't be removed with the shovel. And so what else to do but to hang out on the internet after taking a morning nap. Of course, I wasn't on the internet at all this past weekend. I'm trying to sort of take a break on the weekends when I can, and I think I did a full weekend without posting anything this past weekend. I don't know if that's a good thing for one. Maybe it is. It's taking a break. I think Bertie said something, take a break, and that's what I'm going to do after thinking about workflow this morning is go take a break and take a nap. And then come back to this and stuff, because I have been thinking about it a lot as far as how I can apply this at work to make me a little bit more efficient in the things I do, even though I'm probably more efficient than what I should be. And but I do enjoy my work as far as working with the individuals that I do work with, and usually Sunday's a good deal. Also, despite the cold yesterday, we always have a good crew that works on a Sunday that I look forward to working with, even though it is the traditional weekend, so to speak. We have a good time as far as taking care of the things that need to be taken care of. So, workflow in itself, I have to get into the habit of using one of these, either OneNote, Notes, Moleskine. My post-its that I did have a habit of making notes on the post-its and sort of hang on to them for months on end without throwing them away, and then I get a big pad of notes. I've since backed off on that as far as I don't have as many paper notes as I used to, but I still have paper flying around every year here and there on whatever desk I'm working on. So be looking at workflow today, enjoying today, and then get ready for tomorrow. I have an appointment tomorrow that will probably yield some good results of me being a survivor for 2 years now. And instead of 6-month checks, I will be going to probably yearly checks on that case in that pretty particular aspect, which I'm pretty excited about. We've got the results here as far as some tests that I took last week, and things are right on track and where they should be, which I'm very happy, and that always helps for the workflow of life. So I'm getting started here this morning with a cup of coffee, probably lay down and relax later or after that, and just see what the day brings. Y'all have a good one this morning. Stay warm, because it is icebox cold here in the southern tier of New York. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.